翻到旧约出埃及记。
Let's turn to Old Testament Exodus.
出埃及记第十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
Let's read from verse 1 through verse 14.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，
Now the Lord said to Moses Aaron in the land of Egypt,
你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This month shall be the beginning of the month for you.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔一家一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household.
若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔，要按着人数和饭量计算。
Now if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest to his house,Are to take one according to the number of persons in them, according to what each man should eat, you are to divide the lamb.
要无产及一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。
Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
You shall keep it until 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at the twilight.
各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，以无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
They shall eat the flesh and send at that same night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏用火烤了吃。
Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted with fire, both its head and its legs, along with its entrails.
不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。
And you shall not leave any of it over until morning, but whatever is left of it until morning, you shall burn with fire.
那么特别注意十一节，因为这是我们今天所要交通的一个主要的内容。
May we pay special attention to verse 11. That is the theme of today's fellowship.
你们吃羊羔要腰间束带，穿上脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节。
Now, you shall eat it in this manner, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. This is the Lord's Passover.
因为那夜我要行刑埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去，我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
你们要纪念这日，所谓耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance.
我们再读四十节到四十二节。
Let's read the verse 40 through 42.
以色列人住在埃及共有430年。正满了430年，那一天耶和华军队都从埃及地出来了。
Now the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. And at the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这夜是耶和华的夜，因这夜是耶和华夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
It is a night to be observed for the Lord for having brought them out from the land of Egypt. This night is for the Lord to be observed by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations.
我们再翻到十三章第十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 18.
所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路，以色列人出埃及地。都带着兵器上去。
Hence, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea, and the sons of Israel went up in martial array from the land of Egypt.
因为十章说是耶和华军队从埃及地出来。
Because in the chapter 12, it said that the host of the Lord went out of the Egypt.
为什么他们是耶和华军队？因为他们是带着兵器上去的。
Why they are called the hosts or army of the Lord? Because they went up with the armors.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你再次把我们一同聚在你的跟前。
Thank you, Lord, because once again you gather us before you.
在一个新的年开始的时候，我们一同来到你的跟前。
In the beginning of this new year, we gather around you.
但是在新的年日里面，你继续用你的话来引导我们走前面的道路。
May you continue to lead us with your word, to your path, with your word.
从你的话里面，我们更多明白你的心意，知道如何生活在地上。
So that in your word, we may know your will and know how to walk on the earth.
好像我们在地上的生活能够讨你的欢喜，能够满足你的心。
So as we walk on the earth, we may please you and please your heart.
要叫你的旨意能够成就在你的教会当中。
May your will be done in the church.
让我们这些属乎你的人，真是能够存一个敬畏、等候、心肠的势力在你面前。
Those who belong to you may always wait on you and wait for you.
保守早晨这一点时间。
May you bless this morning.
让我们一同在你恩典的话语底下同受造就，能够被你建立起来。
In your blessed word, we may be all established.
行走前面的道路。
So that we can walk on the path set before us.
求你这样听我们祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神，今天是新年度的头一个主日。
We thank the Lord. This is the first Lord's Day in this new year.
我们知道这是一个新的开始。
This is a new beginning.
我想在一个新的开始，我们看见神是把那个新的年日摆在我们前面。
We know that when it's a new beginning, God gave us this new year.
神把地上的年日赐给我们。
God gave years in the earth to us.
那是叫我们在地上知道如何为他而活。
So that on earth we may know how to live for him.
我想神把地上年日赐给我们，也是要叫我们知道如何来数算自己的年日。
The reason why God gave years to us because God wants us to know how to count the years.
我们看见当神创造万有的时候
，We know that when God created the universe,
在天上放了两个大的光体。
God set the two lighting bodies in the heavens.
而这两个光体是为了叫在那分昼夜、做记号、定节令。
They are for signs, for seasons, for days and nights.
定日子年岁。
For the days and for the years.
所以从天体的应许里面，我们知道今天现在是何年何月。
So from the universe, we know that what day it is today.
从应许天体的应许里面，我们知道已经过了多少年日。
So we may know that how many years have been passed.
而当我犯罪以后。
But after we sin,
到了摩西的时代
in the years of Moses,
摩西再来告诉我们说人一生的年日是七十都是强壮可到八十
Moses says that our years on earth is 70 years and if we're stronger then we may come across to 80 years
当使徒保罗在雅典在那传福音的时候
when Paul preached gospel in Athens,
他也告诉那些雅典人说,
he told those people in Athens,
他说神从一本造出万族的人,
God created all people from one man,
并且住在全地上,
and he, the day dwelt in, on the earth.
神已经预定了他们, 已经限定了他们的年岁, 年限和疆界。
God set the limits to their years and they set the boundary for them.
所以我们看见神已经限定了人在地上的年限。
So God already set the limit for the years we live on earth.
不管是七十年、八十年。
No matter it's 70 years or 80 years.
这是人在地上的年限。
This is the limits we live on earth.
是非常有限的。
It is quite limited.
非常短暂的。
It is very short.
所以使徒保罗劝人说，我们要爱惜光阴。
So Apostle Paul asks us to make the most of time.
要做一个智慧人。
We want to be a wise man.
因为这世界这世代是邪恶的。
Because days are evil.
不要做一个糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Do not be foolish, but be wise to know what the word of Lord is.
那我们怎么知道明白神的旨意呢？
How can we come to know the will of God?
我们怎样才知道如何来数算我们年日，来爱惜我们神所赐给我们光阴呢？
How can we know how to count the years that God has given us?
神的话就是他旨意的花表。
We know that God's word is to reveal the word of God to us.
所以我们从神的话里面，我们就知道神要我们怎样明白他的心意。
So from God's word, we may know that.What God's will is.
当一个人明白神的心意的时候，他就知道如何来过地上的年日。
After we know what the Lord's will is, then we know how to live a life on earth.
我们知道一月乃是一年的一个开始。
We know the January is the beginning of the year.
是一个新的起头。
It is a new beginning.
每一个新的起头总是说神给人一个机会。
The new beginning means that the new opportunity for us.
让人重新有一个机会，能够在地上好好的跟随他。
So God gave us opportunity to for us to know how to follow Him.
当我们刚读到出埃及记十二章的时候。
So the passage we just read in Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章那是圣经中一个大章。
Chapter 12 in Exodus is a big chapter in the Bible.
那里也是讲到一个新的年日的开始。
It speaks of a new year.
那里讲到以色列百姓当历史当中有一个极大的一个转折转捩点。
It talks about the turning point in Israel's history.
因为神在那里小谕摩西亚人说，要他们在那里以正月为一年之首。
This is God told Moses and Aaron that this is the first month of the year.
那就是说他们在神要他们在那里开始改变一个新的年日。
This is God told them to change for this new year.
从那个一月，从那个以当时正那个正月为一年的开始。
God told them to start with this first month.
从前年日到那个时候告一个段落结束了。
All the years in the past.Ends right here.
他们新的年日从那里开始计算起。
So from now on, it's a new year.
那么从前他们年是怎样呢？
So what about the years in the past?
他们从前年日乃是在法老权势底下，在那里做奴隶，在那里过生活。
In the past, they spent under the bondage of the Pharaoh and they were slaves.
神把他们从埃及领出来。
And God led them out of Egypt.
他们开始有一个新的年日。
So they start with the new year.
我们知道在从前那些一个君王登基的时候，
we know that when the new king inaugurated in the past,
他有他自己的年号，
they have their own year.
所以以色列百姓他们从前是在埃及王这个年号底下过生活。
So in the past, Israel lived under this Egypt's king's year.
他们照着埃及王所定的那些年历来过生活。
They live under the calendar set by the Pharaoh and Egypt.
现在神告诉他们说，现在你们要改换一个新的年日年月。
But now God told them, now you start to change your year, change your calendar.
从现在开始，神是他们的新的君王，是他们的王。
From now on, God is their king.
他们在新的年王的底下有个新的年号，要开始过生活。
So under the new king, they have a new calendar. They live their life under that new calendar.
所以以后我们就看见神在这个新的年日里面定了许多的节期。
So under this new calendar, God set many feasts for them.
这些节期就是要和说到他们和神那个属灵的关系。
So through this feast, God wants to tell them about the relationship that they have with the Lord.
那些节期也说到他们怎样该生活在神面前。
And he also tells us about how they should live their life under this new calendar.
所以从今以后，他们必须要照着神所定的那些年月、那些规定规则来生活。
So from now on, they have to live under this new calendar and the new rules.
因为在那个在那个年月改变的时候，他们和埃及王的关系断，结束了。
Because relationship with the Pharaoh ends right here.
从前生活都过去了。
The life in the past is gone.
他们要开始过一个新的生活。
Now they start a new life.
那为什么在这个时候有一个年月的一个转变呢？
Why there's a turning point of the calendar?
因为在那里神做一件极大的事情。
Because at that time God is about to do a great thing.
改变了整个以色列人的历史。
That changed the whole history of Israel.
因为神在那里吩咐他们说要取一只羊羔。
God told them to take a lamb.
要把那个羊羔宰了。
And kill the lamb.
把那个羊羔血涂在他们所住的房子的门楣门框上。
And put the blood of lamb on the doorpost and the lintel.
在黄昏的时候他们就把那个羊羔杀了。
So at the twilight, they killed the lamb.
神说那个血要在他们门上做一个记号。
God said the blood will be the sign on their house.
因为在那个晚上神要差遣那秘密的天使巡行全埃及地。
Because God will send the angel of destruction to go through the whole land of Egypt that night.
神要击杀埃及一切投生的，不论是人是牲畜。
God will strike down all the firstborn of Egypt.
在那个夜呢，全被神击杀了。
At that night, the firstborn of man and beast all died.
所以声称说那个夜是耶和华的夜。
So God said that night is the night of the Lord.
那个夜是属于神的夜。
That night belongs to the Lord.
那个夜对埃及人来说
to Egyptian,
那是一个可怕的一个夜。
That night was terrible night.
那是一个审判的夜。
That night was a night of judgment.
因为埃及所有的长子牲畜那一夜呢全都死了。
Because all the firstborn of man or beast died that night.
所以在那个夜呢全埃及地有大哀嚎。
So,On that night, there was great weeping in the land of Egypt.
但是那个夜对以色列人来说是一个拯救之夜。
But for Israel, that night was night of deliverance.
那夜是一个蒙恩典之夜。
That night was the night they received the grace of God.
因为在那个夜里面，他们所住的房子外面有血的一个保护。
Because in that night, the house they have has a sign of blood.
而他们在房子里面正在享受羔羊的肉。
And within the house, they enjoyed.The flesh of the lamb.
同样是一个夜晚。
At the same night.
但是对埃及人来说是一个死亡的夜晚。
To Egyptians, it is night of death.
对着以色列百姓来说，他们生命得了保存。
But for Israel, that's night that their life was preserved.
那是一个生命之夜。
That's a night of life.
这里不仅是告诉我们以色列百姓他们夜节的由来。
This story not only tells us how the feast of Passover came about,
这里呢是说到一个更深的一个属灵意义。
But also, this tells us a deeper spiritual meaning.
因为在新约基督徒的属灵生命里面，曾经也有这样一个意义。
Because in the New Testament, Christians, with a Christian journey, we also have this night.
在我们属灵历史里面，曾经有这样一个正月。
In our spiritual journey, we had this first month as well.
在我们属灵历史里面有一个新的年月的开始。
In our spiritual experience, we have this new year.
因为神的羔羊主耶稣基督。
Because the Lamb of God is Christ Jesus.
借着主耶稣基督十字架的救赎，我们从世界撒旦权势里面出来了。
Through salvation of Lord Jesus, we came out of the bondage of Satan.
从前在撒旦世界网的权势底下，那些生活已经结束了。
The life under the dominion of Satan and darkness was over.
我们现在开始过一个新的年日。
Now we begin a new life, new year.
从前日子已经不再计算了。
The years in the past end there.
神要重新开始计算我们的年日。
God wants us to count our years. From beginning.
那是一个正月，那是一年的开始。
That is first month, and that is the first year.
那是我们新生命的一个开始。
That is the beginning of a new life.
因为在那我们吃了羔羊的肉，得到基督做我们的生命。
Because then and there we ate the lamb of the Lord and become our life.
我相信以色列百姓他们在那个夜晚就离开了埃及。
That night Israel left Egypt.
因为在那个夜晚里面，当神正行审判的时候。
At that night when God executed judgment.
在埃及一切所有人他们都起来了。这所有埃及人他们都起来了。
All these Egyptians rose up.
因为他们每一家都死了一个人。
Because every household had a person died.
所以在半夜的时候呢，法老就马上来找摩西亚伦。
So in the midnight, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron.
他说起来，连你们带着以色列百姓，你们赶快离开吧。
Get up and take your people of Israel and leave.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们是非常匆忙的、急促的，他们在那晚上就离开了埃及。
So we know that Israel left Egypt in hurry.
他们都因着很匆忙，他们没有预备食物。
Because they left Egypt in such a hurry that they didn't have time to prepare food.
那个夜晚他们就离开埃及了。
At that very same night they left Egypt.
到了新约我们就清楚了。
In the New Testament, it becomes more clear.
当我们在那吃了羔羊的肉，我们得到新的生命，我们就从黑暗的权势里面归向光明。
After we ate the lamb and after we received the new life, we depart the darkness.
我们从撒旦权下归向神。
From the darkness, we turn to God.
所以我们看见那个黑夜就把两班的人分开了。
We know that night.Two peoples are divided.
以色列百姓他们从黑夜里面出来了。
Israel came out of darkness.
埃及人他们仍然在黑暗里面痛苦。
But Egyptians stay in the darkness and weeping and suffer.
到新约四福音记载主耶稣在十字架上受死的时候。
We know that in New Testament when it records our Lord when he died on the cross.
他说从深告诉我们说从深处到正午遍地都黑暗了。
We know that that time that the 6 hours the whole land was dark.
因为神的审判临到主耶稣基督的身上。
Because judgment of God fell on Lord Jesus.
神审判临到世界上所有人身上。
The judgment of God fell on all people in the earth.
那是一个极大可怕的一个黑暗。
That was a great darkness.
但是我们感谢神，就着相信的人来说
，But to those who believe，
那个黑暗也是一个蒙恩的一个夜晚。
But that night, that darkness is the beginning of a grace for us。
那个黑暗虽然在主耶稣身上是个审判，在我们信的人身上却是一个拯救。
That darkness was judgment on Lord Jesus, but for us it was deliverance。
所以我们看见十字架救赎把两种人分开了。
We know that from that redemption of the Lord Jesus, two peoples are separated.
相信主耶稣基督人，他们活了。
Those who believe in the Lord survive.
不相信主耶稣基督人，他们就在死亡的里面。
Those who do not believe in the Lord, they remain in darkness.
所以我们看主耶稣他被挂在十字架上的时候。
So when our Lord was hung up on the cross,
左右各钉了一个强盗。
There's two thieves on the left and on the right.
在这个十字架上的一边有一个强盗在那悔改认罪了。
There's one thief on the one side repented.
那一天他得救了。
And at that same night he was saved.
在十字架另外一边那个强盗在那里仍硬着心不悔改。
But other thief on the other side refused to repent.
那一天他是在黑暗死亡里面灭亡了。
At that night,He was in the darkness and was in death.
所以我们看见在那耶和华夜里面成为两班人的一个界限。
So we know the night of the Lord is a dividing line for two peoples.
我们感谢神，以色列百姓从那个黑夜里面出来了。
We thank the Lord that the Israel came out of the darkness.
神在那里改变他们的年月。
God changed their calendar.
神说要以本月为正月为一年之首。
And God told them that this month is the first month of the year.
这是以色列历史的一个开始。
This is the beginning of Israel's history.
因为他们要开始要出埃及，他们要开始走一条新的道路，过一种新的生活。
But they're going to embark on the new path and the new life.
他们要往神所应许的迦南美地区。
They
here on the path to the promised land, Canaan.
用什么？这是改变年月的一个意义。
This is the meaning of why God changed their calendar.
告诉我们，从前年日已经结束了。
God tells us that years in the past are gone.
要开始过一个新的年日。
Now we start a new year.
那么在这个开始过一个新的年日，他们应该怎样过呢？
How do they live under the new calendar?
用什么？今天是一个新的年日的开始。
We know that today is a new year.
就着地上的年岁来说，的确是一个新的开始。
Based on the earthly calendar, this is indeed a new beginning.
我们现在面对一个新的年日摆在我们面前。
We face this new year.
我们开始过一个新的一个生活。
And we live a new life.
我想这是神给我们一个提醒，给我们一个机会。
So God reminded us, and God gives this opportunity.
总从以色列百姓他们改变年日以后，他们怎样开始来过新的年日呢？
So how did they live this new life on this new calendar?
他们面对新前面新的道路，面对新的神所赐给他们的年月，他们怎么样开始来生活呢？
When they faced the new path, how did they live?
神在那里告诉他们说，
So God told them.
他说你们吃羊羔的时候。
When you eat the lamb,
当腰间束腰
with the loins girded,
脚上穿鞋
with the sandal on your feet,
手中拿上赶紧的吃
with the staff in your hands, and you have to eat it in haste.
这里是描述什么？
What does it tell us?
在那个时候，他们是在吃羊羔。
At that time, they were eating the lamb.
就说他们在吃饭。
In other words, they're eating.
但是在这里所描述好像那不是一个吃饭该有一个情形。
But we know that it seems like it's not a normal condition when we eat.
我们知道当一个人吃饭的时候，你腰带不能弄得紧紧的。
We know that when we eat, we cannot fasten our belt.
我们总是把腰带放松点，可以吃更多，是不是？
Actually, we loosen our belt so we can eat more.
我们在家里吃饭的时候，我们脚也不会穿上鞋子，我们总是很轻松的穿着拖鞋在那边吃饭。
When we eat, we don't put on our shoes. We want to, take off shoes so we can relax ourselves.
吃饭的时候手中也不可能拿着杖。
And when we eat, we don't have a staff in our hands.
手中拿一个杖，叫他们怎么吃饭呢？
If you have one staff in your hand, how can you eat?
神说你们吃的时候要赶紧的吃。
God said you have to eat in a hurry.
我想我们吃饭的时候总是坐在那里慢慢的吃，好好享受那一顿饭。
But as we eat, we like to eat slowly, so enjoy the meal.
但是神却告诉他们说，你们吃羊羔的时候，确实要这样的吃。
But God told them that when you eat the lamb, you have to eat like this.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
因为在这里说，表明乃是看见他们是要开始走路的一般人。
Because it tells us that they are going to embark on a new journey.
所以在这里描述他们是一般行路的人。
So it tells us they are the traveler.
不错，他们是在那里吃羊羔的肉。
Yes, they are eating the lamb.
他们在那里享受那个神所赐给那个羊肉。
They are enjoying the meal that God gave them.
但是神告诉他们说，你们吃的时候应该有这样预备，应该有这样态度。
But God told them, when you eat, you have to have this kind of attitude. You have to have this kind of preparation.
因为在这里要说明他们是一般行走天路的人。
Because they're about to take a journey, the heavenly journey.
弟兄姊妹，今天面对新的年日也是一样。
Now, when we face this new year, we should have the same attitude.
我们怎样有预备，应该有怎样态度来面对新的年日呢？
How can we prepare for the new year? What kind of attitude we should have?
我们知道在那里他们是在过月节。
We know that they're celebrating the Passover.
每当他们在过逾越节的时候，他们就知道他们是一般蒙救赎的人。
Whenever they celebrate the Passover, they're reminded that they are the ones who were redeemed.
他们是蒙救赎的百姓，他们有个新的目标要走。
They have a new goal in their life.
在这里不过是预表新约教会该有的光景。
Here it's just a symbol for the church in the New Testament.
每当我们一同聚在主面前来纪念他吃饼喝他杯的时候，
When we gather together, every time to eat the bread and cup,
我们要想到我们在曾经在属灵生命里面曾经有这样的故事发生。
We have to be reminded that in our spiritual history, the same thing happened.
我们已经得到基督的生命。
We have received Lord's life.
我们将来有一个新的年日要开始走了。
That there's a new year for us to go through.
这是一个新的起头，这是一个属灵的一月。
And this is a new beginning.
这是一般行路的人。
So we are the travelers.
行什么路？行走天路的人。
We are pilgrim and we walk on this heavenly path.
有一本讲到教会历史的书，它中文换一本叫做《行走天路的教会》。
There's a the history book about the church, and its Chinese translation. The name of the title is Heavenly Pilgrim.
我想有一些弟兄姊妹曾经看过这本书，这是王国显姊妹翻译的一本书。
Some of us may read the book. It was translated by Brother Wang.
教会是一般行走天路的人。
Church is the pilgrims of heavenly path.
So we 看见以色列百姓他们要离开埃及的时候。
So we know that as Israel's were leaving the Egypt,
神要让他们知道他们是一般行走天路的人。
God reminded them they are the pilgrims on this heavenly path.
就着人来想，这吃饭怎么是这种吃法呢？
So we wonder why they eat like this.
神既然要拯救他们离开埃及。
God wanted to save them out of Egypt.
就在那里让他们好好吃一顿，有体力，好好休息一个晚上，第二天天亮再走也可以吧。
Wouldn't it be better that God allowed them to have a nice meal and relax a little bit to gain strength for the new day?
但是神却告诉他们说，你们腰间要束带。
Instead, God says you have to gird up your loins.
你们脚上要穿鞋。
And you have to put on shoes.
你们手中要拿着杖，赶紧的吃。
You have to have a staff in your hand, and you have to eat it in a hurry.
用什么？这就是讲到新约教会，当我们行走这条天路的时候。
So you talk about the New Testament church as we walk on this heavenly path.
我们必须有这样预备，必须有这样的态度。
We have to be prepared like this, and we have to have same attitude.
所以，我们愿意从早晨从这一段的经文来看见，我们今天在一个新的年日里面，我们怎样走这一条道路。
So today, this morning, I'd like to share that in this new year, how we can walk on this new path.
用什么？这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
这是神要让我们看见我们这些蒙救赎从埃及出来的人。
So those of us who were delivered from the Egypt.
每当到这样新的一个年日开始的时候。
Whenever we have this new year.
都要提醒我们自己。
We need to remind ourselves.
我们是一般行走天路的人。
We are the pilgrim on this heavenly path.
我们应该用什么态度来行走这一条天路呢？
What kind of attitude should we have?
行走这一条属灵道路，往着神所要招我们去的那个地方，那个迦南美地呢？
How we should live this life, leading toward the beautiful land of promise.
头一个腰间要束带。
First of all, is that with the loins girded.
腰间束带乃是说到一种受约束的一个人。
This means that we have to be restrained.
我们知道在旧约时代有三种人，他们必须要腰间束带。
We know that the three kinds of people they have to gird their loins.
就是先知、仆人和战士。
That is priests and servants and warriors.
但是在这里是指的战士来说的。
Here it applies to the warriors.
因为刚我们说到他们出埃及的时候，神说耶和华军队就出了埃及。
When they talk about, when Bible talk about, they're leaving the Egypt, Bible says the host of the army, host of the Lord, left Egypt.
他们离开埃及的时候是带着兵器上去的。
They left Egypt with the weapons.
我们常有时候我们常觉得说，这一般百姓怎么被称为耶和华军队？他们不过是一般乌合之众。
Sometimes we wonder why God called them the army of the Lord, host of the Lord. They are just regular people.
他们行走的时候一定是非常凌乱的。
When they march on, they must be very disorganized.
但是我们好奇细读圣经的时候，我们发觉不是。
If we read the Bible carefully, we know that that's not the case.
为什么圣经称他们是耶和华军队？
Why the Bible called them the host of the Lord?
我们中文圣经说他们是拿着兵器上去的。
In Chinese Bible says they went out of Egypt, went up with the weapons.
在那个King James的版本里面，他是说他们是穿着盔甲上去的。
In the King James Version, it says that they put on the harness or armor, went out.
而大别圣经它是说, 他们是在一个, 战斗的一个行列出去的。
In Darby translation, it says they march in a martial array.
新美国一本它也是说, 他们是在一个军事的行列里面上去的。
Like New American Standard says, they went out in a martial array as well.
所以很显然他们出去的时候的确是很有秩序的。
So when they leave Egypt, they are in a very good order.
像一个有经过训练的一个军队这样子轰轰烈烈离开埃及。
They left Egypt like a well-trained soldiers.
所以到了民数记，我们更清楚了。
In Numbers, it become more clear.
他们在数点百姓。
God asked them to number the people.
每一族的人，他们都站在自己该站的地位上。
Each tribe stood in their place, position. So they left Egypt in a martial array. So when they rise up to leave, each tribe knows the time and the place how to march. So we know that they left Egypt in a good order.
若不是很有秩序的话，我们看他们经过红海的时候。
So if it's not so, then when they pass through the Red Sea,
后面有法老追兵。
There's a Pharaoh's army chasing them behind.
当洪水分开成甘露的时候，他们一定会像匆忙的，好像逃命的，赶快要越过那个走过那红海。
When the Red Sea is split, then they must be like a crowd and rushing through this Red Sea.
我们想当时有大人、小妇女，总有200万人口。
We know that if we count all the old people and women and children, there must be 2 million people.
若是没有秩序的话，那不知道踩死多少人。
If there's no order, then many people will be trampled death.
我们看见每年很多回教徒他们到麦加去朝圣的时候。
We know that every year that the Muslims go to Mecca to worship.
有几十万人在那里常常发生踩死人的事件。
That many people trample dead every year.
因为很乱很混乱没有秩序。
Because it was very chaotic. There's no order.
但是以色列百姓他们出去的时候，他们是 像军队一样很有秩序的列队而出去。But
people of Israel, when they leave Egypt, they live in a military order.
为什么他们很有秩序的出去呢？
Why they went out with the order?
因为每一个人都是腰间束带。
Because everyone, they gird up their loins.
所以当摩西一声命令下来的时候，好像每一个人就很有秩序的站在他自己该站的地位上。
So when the command came upon them, everyone know where to stand.
他们不会混乱。
So they are not chaotic.
我们不知道为什么他们好像这一班的确没有受过什么训练，为什么摩西一吩咐的时候，他们就知道怎么样来排队伍，然后离开埃及。
Sometimes we wonder, these people are not trained. How do they know where to stand? Where is their position?
我想这是圣灵所做的。
I think it's done by Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们面对一个新的年日，我们走这条新的道路的时候，
So as we face New Year and the new path before us,
就说每一个人是腰间束带。
If we all gird up our loins,
我们每一个人都在那受约束。
Everybody is restrained.
你会看见在那行走的时候是会要有秩序的。
Then we know that when we march, you will be in order.
不是凌乱的一般人。
Will not be in chaos.
他们的确可以被称为耶和华的军队。Now
we'll be called the army of the Lord.
因为他们出去是为了征战的。Because
they went out for fight.
当然，一方面我们看见以后他们表现的确不像一个有受过训练的军队。But
later on, we know that they behave like not like a Lord's army.
我想那是另外一件事情。当我们看见他们起初出去的时候，的确是耶和华军队。But
that's another matter. But when they went out, they actually went out as army of the Lord.
那束带是什么呢？
So what does it mean by girding of loins?
当我们读到以弗所书第六章的时候，
When we read Ephesians chapter 6,
保罗在那告诉我们说神所赐的全副军装。
It tells us the whole armor of the Lord.
第一个军装就是真理。
The first armor is truth.
他说要以真理束腰。
He says, gird your loins with truth.
神的话约束我们。
God's word constrains us.
弟兄姊妹，今天行走在这一条前面的道路，什么来约束我们呢？
So as we march on this new path before us, what constrains us?
那是神的真理。
It is God's truth.
神的话来约束我们的生活形式。
God's word restrains our life.
我们不是随意走的。
We don't live our life as we please.
我们是一般受约束的人。
We are the people who are restrained.
所以彼得也告诉我们说，我们要约束我们心中的腰。
So Peter also tells us to gird up the loins of our
heart. 要谨慎自守。
So we should be careful.
今天我们在地上生活，我们知道人都是要自由的。
We know that today people want freedom.
人都不要受约束的。
Nobody wants to be restrained.
人都是盼望随自己意思在那做这个做那个。
We all want to do this and that as we like.
但是神的百姓是一般受耶稣的人。
But God's people are the people who are restrained.
当一个人在那里受神话耶稣的时候，
As a person is restrained by God's word.
当在那里神的百姓神的教会往前走的时候，
As the church, as the people of God march on.
每一个人都知道他在该站在什么地位上。
Everybody will know where your position is.
老了该站在哪里，少了该站在哪里。
Those who areElder, where your position are, and those who are young, where your stand. And the brothers and sisters know your standing. Because everyone constrains himself with the God's truth.
不会乱掉。
So there will be no chaos.
为什么今天神的教会在地上那么混乱呢？
Why there's a chaos in the church today?
各走各的。
Everybody take on their own path.
各说各的。
Everybody talks whatever they want.
一个混乱的光景。
It is a chaotic picture.
因为在那里没有秩序。
Because there's no order.
为什么没有秩序？
Well, why there's no order?
因为人没有用真理来束自己的腰。
Because people did not gird their loins with the truth.
所以使徒保罗写信给提摩太的时候。
So Apostle Paul, when he wrote the letter to Timothy,
在前书里面他说，我把这些话写给你，你哪是要叫你知道如何在神家
He says, I wrote these letters so that you know how to conduct yourself in God's house.
在前书里面头一章他就讲到，在那里所传的应该是纯正的话语。
So 1 Timothy, it says that you have to preach the sound doctrine.
不是讲那些似是而非的道理。
Not the myth, not the disputable arguments.
在第二章里面在那里就讲了怎么样祷告，怎么样聚会。
And in the second chapter, he tells us how to pray, how to meet together.
在第三章在那就讲到教会有长老有执事。
And chapter 3, it says church has elders, has deacons.
为什么有这些安排？
Why there's such an arrangement?
就是为了教会能够有个次序往前走。
Because then church will have order to march on.
叫神的儿女知道在神的家里如何行。
So that everybody know how to conduct ourselves in the God's house.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候是很有次序的。
So we see the Israelites, as they went out of the Egypt, they are in a very good order.
一方面，束腰乃是显出一个人有精神、有力量。
Another point is that girding the loins means that you have strength.
我想在台湾，当兵的弟兄们就知道。
You know, those who serve in the military in Taiwan, those brothers may know.
当部队要出去行军的时候呢，都要检查每一个人的腰带是不是束得紧。
As the military unit went out to march, they have to check their waist if they are girded up.
因为一个军人若是腰带束得紧的话，他走起来就有精神，就有力量。
Because when a soldier, if his waist is girded up, tightened, then when he walks, he has strength.
一个没有腰带没有束紧的人，说明他是个散漫的人。
If your belt is not fastened well, that means your strength is dissipated.
一个散漫的人，他没有办法走属灵道路。
So a person without focus, then you cannot walk on the spiritual path.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要走属灵道路，我们属灵生活一定是要受约束的。
So if we want to walk on the spiritual path, our life has to be restrained.
一个人在属灵生活、聚会、服事里面，若是一个散漫的人
，if a person whose life in the church is dissipated,
一方面看出这不是一个行走天路的人。
We know that this person does not walk on the spiritual path. And he was not able to walk on the spiritual path. And he will make it just make a few steps, but then he will give up. Because he didn't fasten his belt. That's the reason why a lot of God's children cannot walk on the spiritual path. Because our spiritual life is very dissipated. We live as we wish. It doesn't necessarily mean our regular life. We know that as we look at our life, our life is not dissipated. We know that we live in a certain schedule, pretty organized. We know that we get up in the morning, eat, and then go to work or go to school, so everything is organized. So it seems like we live a pretty normal life.
但是在这里讲到腰间束带，乃是讲到更是重要我们属灵生活上的一个耶稣。
So when you talk about good alone, it actually means our spiritual life.
今天我们看见许多神的儿女，他的属灵光景为什么那么软弱，没有力量，没有精神呢？
So we see that many children of God, their spiritual life is so weak and so without focus.
因为没有用神的话来约束我们自己。
Because they fail to restrain themselves with God's word. So when they meet or when they serve, they don't have strength. So
they
seems like stagnated in the place.
弟兄姊妹，若是真是一个行路的人,
if we are the pilgrim,
知道自己是已经从埃及出来要往一个新的目标走的人,
knowing that there's a new goal after life of Egypt.
若是常常把神的话来约束我们,
if we restrain ourselves often with God's word,
我们属灵生活一定是有力量，是有精神的。
Then we'll have a strength in our spiritual life.
我们一定是有力量走前面的道路的。
We'll have a strength to march on.
所以这是神父他们头一件事情所要预备的。
So first thing they have to prepare.
因为他们开始要走路了。
Because they are about to embark on the new path.
那第二个装备是什么？那是要脚上穿鞋。
Now second preparation is that they have to put on the shoes.
在以弗所书第六章那里告诉我们，有个装备呢是穿福音的鞋。
We know that in Ephesians also tell us that there's a equipment from God's armor that is to shut off foot with gospel.
他说以平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。
Shut your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
我们知道这个福音被称为一个平安的福音。
We know the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
所以我们传福音给人呢，是要叫人得这个平安。
So when we preach gospel, we want that person to receive the peace.
叫他们走在一个平安的道路上。
So they may embark on the path of peace.
罗马书告诉我们说，那些恶人、那些不义的人，他们不知道有一个平安的路。
In Romans it says those evil person does not know the path of peace.
当主耶稣差遣门徒出去传福音的时候，
when Lord Jesus sent out the disciples to preach gospel,
他们走遍各乡，在那传天国的福音。
They went through all the places preaching the kingdom of God.
他们走到哪里，福音就跟到哪里。
Wherever they go, the gospel of peace follow them.
他们走到哪里，福音平安就带到哪里。
Wherever they go, the peace will be there.
所以主耶稣也说，天国福音要传遍天下。
So Lord Jesus says, the gospel of the kingdom will be spread all through the land.
当主耶稣从死里复活，要升天之前，告诉门徒说，
so after Lord Jesus was resurrected, before he was ascended,
他们要做见证直到地极。
God asked him to be there, his testimony throughout the earth.
所以今天神说，当你们要走这一条天路的时候，第二个装备还是穿上这个鞋子。
This is why God told them that the second preparation is that you have to shut your feet with this with the shoes.
所以弟兄们，当我们往前走的时候，我们脚上也穿上这个平安的鞋子，福音的鞋子。
So as we move forward, we have to shut our feet with the gospel of
peace.
所以我们看见教会神的儿女不管到那里呢，头一件事情就是传福音。
So wherever God's children go, first thing we need to do is to share the gospel.
当你走到哪里的时候，福音也就跟到哪里。
Wherever we are, the gospel of peace should follow us.
那为什么走这条天路我们需要穿上福音的鞋呢？
So why do we need to put on this gospel of peace?
一方面走到哪里福音也要传到哪里。
At one point that wherever we go, we should preach gospel, share the gospel.
一方面，我们当我们行走天路的时候，若是常常把福音随身携带，跟着我们走的话。
Yeah, another point is that whenever we go, if we take our gospel peace with us,
我们就一直能够走在平安的道路上。
Then our path will be a path of peace as well.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，在这个地上有苦难。
Because Lord Jesus says, in this world there is tribulation.
但是在他里面有平安。
But in him there is peace.
因为这个福音就是主耶稣基督自己。
Because gospel is Lord himself.
他这个福音成为我们的一个保护。
The gospel actually is protection for us.
当我们穿上福音的鞋的时候，我们就知道我们是一帮蒙恩的儿女。
As we put on the shoes of the gospel, we know that we are the redeemed ones.
不仅传福音给人。
Not only we preach gospel to others,
也提醒我们是一般蒙拯救的人。
But also we remind ourselves that we are the saved ones.
我们在行走天路的时候，我们和这个世界应该有个分别，有个界限。
So as we walk on this spiritual path, we know that there's a division between us and the world.
因为当你穿上鞋子的时候，你就不会沾到地上的灰尘、地上的污秽。
Because as you put on your shoes, you're separate from the dust. The dirt of the earth.
当我们行走在这个罪恶世界，
we walk on this evil world.
什么是我们的保护？
What is our protection?
神的福音是我们保护。
God's gospel is our protection.
我们已经得到这个福音了。
We already received this gospel.
但是还是需要穿上福音的鞋。
But we still need to put on the shoes of gospel peace.
一再提醒我们，一再告诉我们。
So that we may be reminded again and again.
我们是一般属天的子民。
We belong to heaven. We are heavenly people.
我们不过是在行走地上的道路而已。
As we walk, but we walk on this on earth.
我们是朝着神的目的地而去。
But we march on to the goal of God.
我们需要福音来保守我们。
We need the gospel to protect us.
我们要与这个世界有一个分别为圣。
And we need to live a separate life than this world.
因为我们这是一个走天路的人该有的一个预备。
So this is the preparation that those who walk on the heavenly path
should have. 不会让我们沾染这个世界许多污秽肮脏的事情。
So they will not be contaminated by the dirt of this world.
当福音的鞋穿在地脚上的时候，有些地方我们就知道不该走，不该去。
As we put on the shoes of the gospel peace, we know some place we cannot go there.
因为那里不是福音，不是主该去的一个地方。
Because that place our Lord will not go.
感谢神，第二个装备乃是穿上福音的鞋。
Thank God that it tells us that second preparation is put on the shoes of the gospel.
第三个，他们神说要手中拿着杖。
The second, a third preparation is that they have to have a staff in their hands.
我想讲到杖的时候，我们头一个想到就是牧羊人的杖。
The first thing that we think of when we mention the staff, we think of the shepherd's staff.
弥迦书那里告诉我们说
，In the book of Micah,
他说求耶和华用你手中的杖牧养你独居的民。
May you with your staff shepherd the people.Your people.
就是你产业的羊群。
That means the sheep of your possession.
我们感谢神，当我们行走这条道路的时候，我们知道是神来引领我们。
As we walk on this path, we know that it is God who leads us.
是他牧养我们一生。
It is He who shepherds us.
他不仅把我们埃及世界带领出来。
Not only He takes us from the world of Egypt.
他带领我们走前面的道路。
But also He shepherds us to the the path set before us.
所以当以色列百姓他们行走在旷野的时候，
so as the Israel walk in the wilderness,
我们看见有耶柜行走在他们面前。
We know that the Ark of Covenant walked before them.
他们只要跟着耶柜后面走，
as long as they follow behind the Ark,
他们就可以走到迦南美地。
They will be able to enter the Canaan.
所以他们眼目必须要一直。定睛在耶柜的身上。
So their eyes have to fix on the ark.
圣经告诉我们说，他们要离耶柜有两千左之远。
Bible tells us they have to separate from the ark 2,000 cubits.
你若是有一样东西在你前面引导你的话，
If you have something before you to lead you,
若是只是在你面前的话,
if it's right before your eyes,
我想你不需要太专心,
you don't have to really pay attention.
因为就在你前面,
because it's right before your eyes.
你东张西望好像也很容易看到它就在你前面。
If you turn around and don't pay attention, it still be in your eyes.
但是如果有一个人在你前面引你, 他是在你上远一点的地方。
But if you follow someone from distance,
你必须要非常注意的。
You have to pay much attention.
因为你一旦不注意，他好像找到人，你就不知道，你看不见了。
Because if you don't pay attention, maybe in a split second that you will lose it.
这个就是为什么圣经说他们要离耶柜两千左右远的原因。
That's why Bible says they have to separate themselves 2,000 cubits from that ark.
让他们能专一、专心的注意到耶柜的行动。
So they have to pay attention to what ark is doing.
这样他们才能会。跟着上耶柜
so that they will be able to follow up to the ark.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们今天跟随我们的主，我们牧人。
Today, we're following our Lord, our Shepherd.
的确，他是用他的杖来牧养我们，来安慰我们。
Indeed, he used his staff to guide us, to comfort us.
但是我们怎么样来跟随他呢？
But how do we follow him?
我们必须要紧紧的跟随。
We have to follow him.Pursue him.
So, 诗篇说我们要我的心紧紧的跟随你。
So in the psalm it says, "Our heart pursue you."
当我们紧紧的跟随主的时候，我们就知道我走在这一条正路上。
We know that as our heart pursue the Lord, we know that we're on the right path.
手中拿杖也是说到一个扶持，一个依靠。
Another point is that the staff means that support.
什么人需要拿杖？
What kind of people need the staff?
我想走路软弱的人，他需要拿一根杖。
We know that those who are weak need the staff.
所以我们知道，当我们老的时候，我们身体虚弱的时候，我们需要有一根杖来扶持我们。
When we get old, that we are weak in our body, we need the staff.
我们走路的时候才不会摔跤跌倒。
So that when we walk, we're not stumble.
所以当他们手中拿杖的时候
，So as they have a staff in their hand,
他们有了依靠。
They have a support.
用什么走这条迁路，我们需要有依靠。
We know that if we walk on this spiritual path, we need to have support. Our support is our Lord Himself.
我们都是软弱的，我们没有办法自己走这一条路。
We are weak. We cannot walk on this path by ourselves.
因为这一条道路是满了危险，满了陷阱，满了网罗。
Because it is full of danger, full of snares.
所以手一直要抓住杖，不能放开。
So our hands have to grab on the staff tightly.
当杖一离开手的时候，人就跌倒了，就失败了。
Because、once you let it go, then you'll fall.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们行走这些迁路的时候，我们要紧紧抓住主。
So as we walk on this heavenly path, we need to get hold of our Lord.
因为你要他，我们只有跌倒了。
Because without him, we'll fall.
你要他，我们什么都不能做。
So without him, we cannot do anything.
他不仅要牧养我们
，Not only he shepherds us,
他更是要成为我们的依靠。
But but also he will become our support.
用什么这一条道路实在需要神成为我们的依靠。
You know, to walk on this path, we need God to be our support.
只有依靠神的人，他才有办法走这一条道路。
Those who have God as their support can walk on this path.
他才能一直持续走这个属灵的道路。
They can continue on this path.
我们感谢神，以色列百姓出去的时候，他们手中需要拿着杖。
Thank God that as Israelites leave Egypt, they need to have a staff in their hands.
最后他说你们要赶紧的吃
and the last preparation is that they have to eat the lamb in a hurry
为什么 不能够让他们好好坐在那边吃好好休息一下再走呢
why they cannot sit there and relax and enjoy their meal
为什么需要赶紧的吃呢
why they have to eat it in a haste
因为他们是一般要赶路的人
because they have a road to take
用什么都是我们有出远门 的经验就知道
If you take a trip someplace, then you'll know.
我也要赶路。
In order to make time,
虽然已经到吃饭时间，中午或是晚上吃饭时间。
Sometimes when it's dinner time or lunch time,
我们就随便找个麦当劳店，我们就买个三文鱼，拿就在手上就吃就走了呀。
We just go to McDonald's and take a hamburger and go.
我们觉得赶路更重要。
We know that don't miss the schedule is more important.
因为时间不多了。
Because we don't have enough time.
因为要趁着天黑之前能够赶到目的地。
So that before it's dark, we can get to the destination.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天行走这条迁路该有的态度。
So this is the attitude that we should have if we walk on the spiritual path.
因为我们是要赶路的人。
Because we have a road to take.
我们不能花太多时间在吃的事情上。
We cannot spend a lot of time on eating.
我们不需要花太多精神注意那些物质的东西。
We can't spend our attention to these material things.
因为时间不多了。
Because we don't have enough time.
什么时间不多了？
Yeah, it is. What time is not enough?
一方面，我们在地上年日非常有限，一下就过去了。
On one hand, that the life that we have on earth is short; it's gone quickly.
一方面，主要来日子已经近了。
Another hand is that Lord's coming is near.
我们盼望了多走一点路。
We hope that we can cover more steps.
我们巴不得快快能够到要到神所要带领我们去那个地方。
We want to go to the destination quickly.
这是一个行路的人的态度。
This is a pilgrim's attitude.
赶紧吃也是说到他后面还有更重要事情要做。
So we eat in a haste. That means there's something more important follow.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们有件事情要做的时候，我们吃饭是不是也是非常急促的呢
？So if we have an important task to do, then should we eat the meal very quickly?
一个人若是没有什么重要事情，他那边做一个钟头、两个钟头吃饭，他好像不觉得太长。
If you don't have an important task wait for you, then you can stay there 1 hour, 2 hours for meal.
但是一个人知道他后面有更重要的事情，比吃饭更重要的话，他吃饭就非常急促了。
But if you have a very important task to attend, then you know that you'll eat the meal very quickly.
用什么？这是讲到一个行路的人该有的态度。
So it is the right attitude that we should have.
我们还有更重要的事情要去做。
We have more important things to take care.
我们还有需要更重要的事情要去追求。
We have more important thing to pursue.
我们还永远事情是更有价值、更重要的。我们需要花更多时间去追求。
There's eternal things that's more important, more valuable. We need to spend time to pursue.
所以对这个吃饭物质的东西，我们就然后简单清省就好了。
So on the matter of eating or material things, we can just make it very simple.
我们不要花太多时间在那个上面。
We don't want to spend much energy on them.
所以是希伯来书告诉我们说，凡是在专心在饮食上呢，他们从来没有得益处。
So Hebrew says, if you pay attention, much attention to the food, then it will not be good for you.
保罗也说，神的国不在吃喝。
And Paul also said that God's kingdom doesn't consist of eating, drinking.
神的国乃是在乎公义和平的圣灵中的喜乐。
It consists in righteousness, and justice, and joy in the spirit.
这是更重要的事情。
These are the more important things.
我们不要为了这些让这些物质的东西累着我们。
We don't want to be hindered by these material things.
影响我们走路。
So it will influence our journey.
但是我们看见今天那神的儿女被这些物质的事情拖住了。
We see many brothers and sisters, God's children, they're hindered by these material things.
花太多时间在上面了。
They spend too much time on them.
吃一顿饭要两个钟头。
They spend 2 hours for the meal.
觉得好像那是更重要的。
As if it's more important.
他不知道后面还有更重要的事情要做。
They fail to understand there's more important things for us to do. They are more valuable.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神要他们离开埃及的时候，要叫他们赶紧的吃。
So that when God asked them to leave Egypt, God asked them to eat in a hurry.
一方面，赶紧的吃呢，是为了快快脱离法老的权势。
Another point is that the reason they want to eat it in a hurry is that they want to get away from the bondage of Egypt quickly.
因为在他权下已经住了太久了，受他影响辖制已经太久了。
They already spent too much time under the bondage of the Pharaoh.
现在神拯救他们。
Now God want to save them.
他们巴不得快快就离开。
So they wish they can get away with it quickly.
一分钟都不愿意耽搁。
They don't want to spend another minute under that domain.
因为他们知道从前那些已经结束了。
They know that the old ways passed.
不要再跟他有什么任何瓜葛了。
They don't want to have anything to do with the old past.
他们快快的要赶快离开埃及。
They want to quickly leave the Egypt.
他们有一个新的目标要走了。
They have a new goal to reach.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们行走这条道路也是一样。
So today, as we mark on this new path, we are the same.
今天世界王用各种方式要拖住我们。
The king of this world tried to hinder us.
要
勒住
我们，要缠住我们。
He tried to entrap us.
叫我们不能好好走这条路。
So that we cannot walk on this spiritual path as we ought.
他更盼望我们不要离开埃及。
He wished that we stay in Egypt.
永远留在那里。
Forever remain in Egypt.
服侍他。
so that we can serve him forever. But those who are saved, as they eat this lamb, they know that their calendar changed. God gave them a new goal to reach. There's God's will in their life, it needs to be fulfilled. They want to embark on this new path. So as we have New Year before us, it seems like a physical calendar
there.
But may we have this new apprehension that this is a new beginning that God gave us.
每一个新的年日都告诉我们要快快离开这个世界的影响。
Every New Year, God reminds us to get away from this influence of this world.
我们是一个搬走天路的百姓。
We are the pilgrim on this heavenly path.
神拯救我们。
God saved us.
有个更高的目的。
There's a higher purpose for His salvation.
就像当年以色列百姓一样。
It's like Israel in the past.
出埃及不过是一个开头而已。
Leaving Egypt is just the beginning.
目标呢是那个迦南美地。
The goal is that the beautiful land of Canaan, flowing milk and honey.
今天神拯救我们也是一样。
So today, God's salvation for all is the same.
得救不过是一个起头。
Salvation is just the beginning.
神要把我们带到那个基督丰富里面。
God wants to bring us into the riches of the Lord Jesus.
享受在基督里面一切的丰富。
So we can enjoy all the riches in Christ.
用什么？这是神向着我们的心意。
This is God's will for us.
所以早晨我们从以色列百姓历史当中头一个月。
So today this morning, that from the first month of Israel's history,
我们看见今天开始这个地上头一月份的时候。
So and then we see this first month on this earth.
我们应该是像一个行路的人那种态度。
We should be like a pilgrim, have his attitude.
来走地上的道路。
So that we can walk on this earth with that right attitude.
向着标杆直跑。
So we can have the goal before us.
向着神所为我们所定的永远心意来奔跑。
So we can pursue that eternal purpose that God set in our life.
好，这样快快能够达到那个目的地。
So that we can reach the goal quickly.
所以今天我们在地上走这条道路的时候。
So as we walk on this path on earth,
我们需要腰间束带。
We need to gird our loins.
我们需要常常把神的话真理来做我们的耶稣。
We need to have God's word restrain our life.
让我们生活是一个很严谨的。
So our life is very cautious.
让我们生活有力量有精神。
So our life will be focused and have strength.
我们脚上要穿上福音的鞋。
And our shoes, our feet have to be shod with the gospel of peace.
这福音要传到地极，传遍天下，主才会再来。
Because gospel has to be spread all through the earth before Lord will come.
我们手中要拿着杖。
And our hand need to have a staff.
他是我牧人，他是我们依靠。
He's our shepherd, He's our support.
每一个时刻我们都需要他。
Every moment we need him.
每一个时刻我们不能没有他。
Every moment we cannot live without him.
因为他是我们走路的依靠力量。
Because he is a strength and support when we walk.
我们要赶紧的吃。
We need to eat the lamb quickly.
我们不要让这些世界上的物质暂时的东西列住缠住我们。
We don't want to be hindered by these temporary material things on earth.
我们要赶紧的奔跑。 摆在前头那个道路,
we want to pursue reaching out, stretching out for that goal set before us. So that we can reach out to God's goal.
求神恩待我们,
may the Lord bless us.
感谢他给我们新的年日,
thank Him for this new year.
我们感谢他还让我们在地上能够活着,
we thank Him that still give a life so that we can still live on earth.
那是要叫我们在地上好好为他而活,
so that we can live for the Lord. This is the goal for God's salvation. May the Lord bless us. May He compel us with His word. May He guide us step by step with His word. We conclude our fellowship. Have a brother to pray for us.
我们请低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你从万民中拣选了我们。
Lord, we thank you because you chose us out of millions.
我们感谢你从万国中呼召我们这些人出来。
We thank you because you call us out of all nations.
让我们能够靠着你的恩典，我们来侍奉，一生侍奉你。
Through your grace, we may serve you all through our life.
主，我们愿意在这个新年起手的时候，就是来求你来指教我们怎样数算自己的年日。
In the beginning of this new year, may you teach us how to count our years.
好让我们得着智慧的心。
So that we may gain the wisdom.
我们能够更多认识，更多认识，明白你的旨意。
So we may know and know more of your will.
好让你荣耀的旨意能够在你的子民在我们的身上能够得到成就。
So that your glorious will for all of us may be fulfilled.
靠着你的恩典，你要把许多的儿子领到荣耀里去。
By your grace, you'll lead many sons into your glory.
我们在求圣灵把这些话语再涂抹在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit anoint this word in our heart.
让主你对借着圣灵向我们说的话，真是能够成为我们的勉励。
May the words spoken through the Holy Spirit encourage us.
来激励我们奔走这条属天的道路。
So that we are encouraged to pursue this heavenly path.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 我们有些报